Nell and the cave bear had been together since she had found him hiding in the deepest part of the cave when she returned to the clan after last year's hunting season. Curled up in a corner, he was just a tiny, hungry, frightened bundle of fur. Nell had immediately known there was something different about him. Bear cubs were usually born during the winter and emerged with their mothers after hibernation in the spring. This cub must have been born just a few weeks before in the summer, and there was no sign of his mum. Perhaps that's why he was so small, even for a cub. All through the long winter, Nell nursed the baby bear back to health. Now he was a not-so-frightened, not-so-hungry, and not-so-tiny bundle of fur, and Nell's best friend. It looked as though Cave Bear was always going to be small, but that was no bad thing. Some of the others in the clan were not sure about having a cave bear in the cave. Generally, as bears got older, they got bigger, much bigger, and no one was convinced that a young girl with a 10-foot-tall pet bear was a good idea. Several senior members of the tribe, and Maeve in particular, thought that it could only end in disaster. But the mums and dads who had been closest to Nell's parents, and who cared for her when she was little, were more understanding. The lonely orphan had a friend, and she was happy, and that was lovely to see. Halfway down the cave, sitting round a fire, the hunters were having a meeting. Dave, a wiry, tired-looking man, and one of the more experienced hunters, started the ball rolling. "Okay, how do you think we should do this?" Cal, another of the older hunters, stood up.
"We could do it the way we did it before. Chase one into the boggy bit by the big river. It gets stuck and it's easier to spear. Simple."
The other men nodded with approval. They liked the idea of it being simple, especially Dan, who had never hunted anything bigger than a deer.